USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump, in a video on Thursday, condemned the mob that violently stormed the U.S. Capitol one day earlier, saying the rioters defiled the seat of American democracy.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President Trump Thursday acknowledged that all avenues of his election challenge have been exhausted, and he will commit to a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power on the 20th. Quote, to all my wonderful supporters, I know you're disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. End quote. A U.S. Capitol police officer has died of a medical episode after clashes with Stop the Steal protesters in the Capitol building Wednesday. Reuters is reporting Officer Brian Sicknick had suffered a stroke and later died from the episode. Elon Musk, the entrepreneur behind Tesla Incorporated and SpaceX, is now the richest person in the world. Elon Musk surpassed Amazon's Jeff Bezos on Bloomberg's Billionaire Index, a ranking of the world's 500 wealthiest people. Elon's net worth hit a staggering $188.5 billion. On Thursday, a Twitter account called Tesla Owners of Silicon Valley shared the news of the 49-year-old. It was a simple response from Mr. Musk, quote, how strange. Well, back to work. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Wildcard weekend in the National Football League. First round of the playoffs will see six games played, three on Saturday and three on Sunday. Saturday's matchup between Seattle and Los Angeles was addressed this week by Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll.
You know, if you look at who we've been playing the last 3 weeks, these guys are really good, and they've made a difference. I don't think the defenses early in the year were playing to this level, and so it's a different, you know, it's a different set of circumstances we're up against, and these guys, here we go with the Rams. The Rams are best in the NFL, you know, so these guys are really, really tough in all phases. So we're getting ready to go put together a game plan and execute the things that we can do. We're going to mix our game, do the things that we like doing, and see if we can find a way to get enough points to win a game. And whatever it is. I don't care about the numbers before, the stats, or any of that stuff. It doesn't matter. This is all that stuff's gone. It doesn't matter at all right now. It's what happens now that counts. And so we couldn't be more fired up to go to this game and see if we can find our way to win.
Rams at the Seahawks will be played at 4:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. The other games on Saturday will be the Indianapolis Colts at the Buffalo Bills for the early game and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Washington Football Team for the late game. On Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens at the Tennessee Titans is the early game. The midday game will be the Chicago Bears at the New Orleans Saints. And the late game Sunday will be the Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers, 8:15 p.m. on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.